Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chair. We have a general comment that we'd like to make on Article 7. We believe that there's a bit of a confusion in terminology related to access to justice and effective remedies. And we would like to ask, or perhaps this could be done by the group of experts during the intersessional period to ensure clarity here, because the article includes both concepts, and it is important to specify the scope and to see how we can make a difference between one and the other to ensure that we can indeed make this legally binding instrument practical. Now, in connection with this article, we sent some proposals to the Secretariat earlier. The first one is on 7.2c, where we would like to request to add the following language at the end.
Guarantee the availability of access to effective remedy mechanism and provide or contribute to the provision of effective remedies as a consequence of establishing the liability of legal and natural persons in accordance with Article 8 to victims of human rights violations or abuses as set forth in Article 4 of this instrument. En el artículo 7.
Now on 7.3, we also send a proposal related to language, specifying that we're referring to transnational enterprises or activities, and we did send this proposal to the Secretariat earlier.
Estamos esperando a que...
Yes, we are waiting for the proposal to be reflected on the screen.
La redacción que...
And the language is...
Access to remedy of imbalances of power as between victims and business transnational enterprises or business transnational activities. Si sería de esa forma.
This is what we're proposing. And on 7.4a, we would like to ask you to include the expressions reducing the financial burden on victims associated with seeking a remedy. We suggest that we delete the remaining part of this subparagraph because we believe that this would lead to a very long list related to the financial burden while we're talking about a more general idea. Thank you.
Asimismo, solicitamos.
Also, we'd like to add another subparagraph, G. On 7.4, related to information, and the language is as follows.
Ensure the existence of appropriate measures to access information on business activities and transnational business activities essential for the protection of internationally recognized human rights. Y finalmente...
And finally, in order to be consistent with what we have been saying and supporting in our discussions, we would like to express the support made by Ghana on 7.3b related to gender responsive, says the speaker. And we simply would like to support the proposal made by Ghana to 7.3b. And we also support the proposal made by Brazil to ensure consistency with terminology, abuses, and violations, to support that in 7.3b. 7.4f. And 7.5c.
Asimismo, a Brasil también apoya.
And we also support the proposal related to affected persons and communities in 7.2a. And this is the only part where we see this language.
Sería en la parte de arriba.
It's a bit higher. Our support is only related to the expression affected persons and communities and not the word authorities.
En la misma línea sería el apoyo al artículo.
And also we support the proposal made by Brazil in 7.2b.
Y 7.3d.
And 7.3d.
Eso sería todo, presidente. Muchas gracias.